At 29, the United Nations Secretary General's youth envoy, Ahmed Al-Hindawi, has had a meteoric rise through the ranks of the UN. He now works all around the world helping to tackle the problems facing young people and sometimes offering personal guidance and advice. Joanna Bostock asked him how he managed to rise so quickly in a huge organization like the United Nations.
I volunteered almost in everything. I worked in Iraq, I worked in different countries. Usually the only advice I give for people when they ask me how we should choose our career is don't be so much CV oriented by writing a nice CV, but be very much follow your passion. If you know what you are good at, you will go far in life.
Can I ask you for perhaps maybe a particularly moving moment that you've experienced in this position?
For a young man, his name is Anas. He's 25 years old, graduated with a master's degree in public administration, and he has been looking for a job since 2 years. He looked at me and he told me, you know, I'm an early bird kind of person, and I woke up every morning just like I feel all this energy. I want to go somewhere, and I have no place to go, basically. Just at that moment, I felt youth unemployment is not about numbers. It's about the psychological damage for this generation. We can't afford to lose this generation. We can't fail them. This is the most talented generation in the history of Europe, with good education, good exposure, and I think more has to be done for them.
The example you just described illustrates a very big issue. Can you tell me about any particular very inspiring young person who you've met, somebody who you've sort of thought, wow, that's amazing, this person really inspires me to sort of continue doing what I'm doing or try even better?
I could tell you about young people living with HIV/AIDS who are fighting the stigma in some countries. And sometimes I'm so inspired by meeting young women and girls who are just like so outspoken. They very vocal about the issue and they very well integrate in their communities.
So in a sense, perhaps sort of everyday Malalas.
I could say about Malala. I get the great honor of getting to know Malala personally. And there are no words could describe this girl. Her story just put everything in context for me. Malala is an extraordinary young leader. In her lifetime, things were reversed and women's empowerment will be prioritized and implemented. She is such a strong advocate, and we're so proud to have her at the United Nations. And I think maybe just a backstage story for when she spoke at the United Nations, for some of the colleagues who spent 20 years at the UN, I've seen some of them, drop in tears. And for some of them, they said this is the most iconic moment in the history of the UN.
See, it's all about the youth and Malala. And the United Nations Secretary General's youth envoy, that was Ahmed Al-Hindawi. FM4.
Reality check.